Go.
Oh. We're just going into the service now.
Steph, you've got to unmute
Yeah,
yourself.
I couldn't see how to do it on my. I'd lost my icon, but it's back. We're back. Anyway, yeah. Oh dear. No, it's always eventful, isn't it? But it's lovely to see you on this Sunday before Lent, can you believe? So I hope you've got an order of service. Helen is helping me lead the service this morning. And so let's begin. Praise the name of the Lord. Ascribe greatness to our God. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. People of God, look up. Believe that you will encounter God this morning. Be open to God revealing something of himself and changing the way we see the world. Ever present God, you call us together in this place. Let the light of your presence shine on us, inspire us, challenge us, and encourage us as we encounter you. Amen. And a prayer of confession. Father God, forgive us our mistakes and for all the times we fail to listen, yield, and obey. We are sorry for our bad habits. Forgive us if we have behaved in ways that go against your word and for seeking the opinions of others before you. We're sorry for not looking to you first. Forgive us for the times we have asked but not liked what we heard, preferring our own way. We're sorry for not following you. Forgive us for the times we hide behind proud and selfish masks. We're sorry for our stubbornness and neglect of others. Forgive us for not spending more time face to face with you. We are sorry for getting distracted. Help us to turn back to you. Amen. Through Jesus' death on the cross, our sins are paid in full. We are free from the bondage of sin. Thank you, Father God, for your loving mercy. Almighty God, we ask you to show something more of who you are and how awesome your presence is. Overcome our fear of the unknown and lead us into a new experience of you. May our worship today be as on a mountaintop, transforming encounter that empowers our love and understanding of you. Amen. And then our canticle this morning is the Song of the Three. Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Sing his praise and exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, you heavens. Sing his praise and exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, you angels of the Lord. Sing his praise and exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, all people on earth. Sing his praise and exalt him forever. O people of God, bless the Lord. Sing his praise and exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, you priests of the Lord. Sing his praise and exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, you servants of the Lord. sing his praise and exalt him for ever. Bless the Lord, all you of upright spirit. Bless the Lord, you that are holy and humble in heart. Bless the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Sing his praise and exalt him for ever. And Helen now has our first reading.
Our first reading is taken from Exodus 34, starting at verse 29. When Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of the covenant law in his hands, he was not aware that his face was radiant because he had spoken with the Lord. When Aaron and all the Israelites saw Moses, his face was radiant, and they were afraid to come near him. But Moses called to them. So Aaron and all the leaders of the community came back to him, and he spoke to them. Afterwards, all the Israelites came near him, and he gave them all the commands of the Lord he had given him on Sinai. When Moses finished speaking to them, he put a veil over his face. But whenever he entered the Lord's presence to speak to him, he removed the veil until he came out. And when he came out and told the Israelites what he had been commanded, they saw that his face was radiant. Then Moses would put the veil back over his face until he went in to speak with the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks
Thanks
be to
be to
God.
God. And our psalm this morning is Psalm 99. The Lord is king, let the peoples tremble. He is enthroned above the cherubim, let the earth shake. The Lord is great in Zion and high above all peoples. Let them praise your name, which is great and awesome. The Lord our God is holy. Mighty King who loves justice, you have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt the Lord our God. Bow down before his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among those who call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spoke to them out of the pillar of cloud. They kept his testimonies and the law that he gave them. You answered them, O Lord our God. You were a God who forgave them and pardoned them for their offences. Exalt the Lord our God and worship him upon his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy. Lord God, mighty King, you love justice and establish equity. May we love justice more than gain, and mercy more than power, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. And Helen has our second reading for us.
Second reading is taken from Luke 9, verse 28, the Transfiguration. About 8 days after Jesus said this, he took Peter, John, and James with him and went up onto a mountain to pray. As he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became as bright as a flash of lightning. Two men, Moses and Elijah, appeared in glorious splendor, talking with Jesus. They spoke about his departure, which he was about to bring to fulfillment in Jerusalem. Peter and his companions were very sleepy, but when they became fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. As the men were leaving Jesus, Peter said to them, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what he was saying. While he was speaking, a cloud appeared and covered them, and they were afraid as they entered the cloud. A voice came from the cloud saying, "This is my son, whom I have chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, they found that Jesus was alone. The disciples kept this to themselves and did not tell anyone at that time what they had seen. Jesus heals a demon-possessed boy. The next day, when they came down from the mountain, a large crowd met him, and a man in the crowd called out, "Teacher, I beg you to look at my son, for he is my only child." A spirit seizes him and he suddenly screams. It throws him into convulsions so that he foams at the mouth. It scarcely ever leaves him, and it's destroying him. I begged your disciples to drive it out, but they could not. You believing, unbelieving, and perverse generation, Jesus replied, how long shall I stay with you and put up with you? Bring your son here. Even while the boy was coming, the demons threw him to the ground in a convulsion. But Jesus rebuked the impure spirit, healed the boy, and gave him back to his father. And they were all amazed at the greatness of God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks
Thanks
be to
be to
God.
God. This has been a week of significant face-to-face meetings, as some of the most powerful and influential world leaders have met in a series of meetings to make decisions, pledges, offers, and challenges which will impact many around the world. And across the week, the world's media have anticipated what may be said and have reported on all pre-announcements made and scrutinized every action, deciphering the motivations and likely impact. I can only imagine that behind the scenes, activity will have been even more frenetic, with aides and analysts advising their respective parties about everything from the language used, the context to the decisions, and appropriate details to share ahead of meetings and when to hold back. This week, Trump declared himself a king on his social media outlet, and there is growing concern at the widespread use of executive orders, which concentrate power into the hands of the president. The question people are asking is what can be done to contain this power grab? Meanwhile, there was that terrible and depressing exchange between Zelensky, Trump, and Vance, while Zelensky offers to give up the presidency for peace. And here in the UK, questions are being asked about the kind of leader we need for these unstable and dangerous times. And as if that wasn't enough, as the fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas comes to the end of its first phase with no second stage in sight, we are asked the question, what sort of leadership is needed to make lasting peace? As we ponder the issues in the news, the passage from Exodus and the story of the Transfiguration takes us to a different place. In Exodus 34, we read of another face-to-face meeting held without an entourage of advisers, away far from the glaring crowds, where one man met with the Lord God Almighty and was given, once again, the keys to living life God's way. The impact of this encounter was so great that Moses' face revealed the radiance of God. The mountaintop experience of the disciples in our gospel passage was one that they wanted to prolong. The closeness of God, the amazing things they saw, the depth of spiritual awareness were all things they wanted to hold on to. They had been taken up the mountain by Jesus, away from the crowds and the distractions of everyday life. Their experience must have filled them with awe and a new awareness of the power and glory of God. They wanted to stay in that place, in that moment, with that experience. No troubles, no problems, no woes. But Jesus leads them back down the mountain, back to the other disciples, back to the crowds, back to the struggles and mess of everyday life. Their secret mountaintop experience was over, but the effect of it on their lives was not. It was something to carry around and remember when things got tough. An encouragement to trust Jesus, even when they didn't know what was happening. When we experience the closeness of God, his power, his glory, or have a heightened awareness of his presence, as Moses did, we often want to stay in that place. Our faith is strengthened in these special moments, and we can be reluctant to leave. We, like the disciples, want to prolong the experience. Seeking mountaintop experiences may become a priority in our spiritual lives. We can continually look for such experiences and be disappointed when we are unable to find them. We may feel disappointed that we cannot always experience the closeness of God and the glory of his presence. The problems and distractions of life and the people around us can weigh us down, and we can long to be back up the mountain face to face with God. But this kind of encounter is not meant to be a permanent state of being or a place where we can stay. We are called by Jesus Christ to be his people in the world and to walk and work in the messiness of everyday life. Our deep spiritual experiences are given to strengthen us and prepare us to live our lives as Christ's people. We are affirmed and aware in a deeper way of our relationship with the God who loves us. Our connection with the world in which we live means that we will have doubts and anxiety. Having spent time in God's presence, just like we're doing this morning, prepares us for this and encourages us to take opportunities as they are given to meet with him again and again and again. In the story of Exodus, Moses intercedes for the people. He meets God on the mountain, and the covenant between God and his people is renewed. When Moses comes down from the mountain, his face is shining because he has talked with God. How can other people tell that we have been with God? And do we expect to be changed? The psalmist describes God's nature as full of justice, equity, and forgiveness. As we are transformed into God's image, these qualities need to show in our actions and in our life together as God's people. Some people experience God's gaze as that of a critical judge. But I wonder what exactly it was that made Moses' face shine. Perhaps it was being in the presence of wild, unbounded, forgiving love and of being transformed by the enormity and tenderness of it. Perhaps it was the intimacy of encountering not only the glory and holiness of God, but also God's desire for relationship, God's vulnerability. Perhaps it was that Moses could, in that moment, see himself as God saw him. As we prepare for our journey into Lent, can we find some time and a quiet space where we can gaze on God and let him gaze on us? The transforming power of God's love can also change the way that we see others. We can begin to look on them with the eyes of love. One of my children's favorite stories was The Velveteen Rabbit. I don't know if you know it. A story of love's power to change the ordinary. The skin horse answers the rabbit's questions about becoming real. Real isn't how you're made, it's a thing that happens to you. When a child loves you for a long time, not just to play with, but really love you, then you become real, and it takes a long time. That's why it doesn't happen often to people who break easily, or have sharp edges, or who have to be carefully kept. Being transformed by love can be challenging or even painful. The work of being transformed and of transforming the world around us begins as we gaze on God. It's what we sing about in the hymn Love Divine, All Loves Excelling. Changed from glory into glory, till in heaven we take our place. How can we let God transform us as a community so that we better reflect the love that flows freely in the heart of God, who is our Father and desires a relationship with us? And as we become a transformed community, are we ready to be countercultural and to challenge the status quo? A film about the pastor, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, is due to be released in the UK on the 7th of March. And I'm proposing that if it comes to the Tivoli, perhaps we should arrange a trip. The film explores Bonhoeffer's response to the moral dilemma of being caught between two rulers, the Church and the Third Reich. The film about Bonhoeffer ends with Martin Niemöller Stuttgart's declaration of guilt, acknowledging the complicity of the Church in accommodating the evil perpetrated by Hitler. It says this: "We accuse ourselves for not standing for our beliefs more courageously, for not praying more faithfully, for not believing more joyously, and for not loving more ardently." During Lent, perhaps we can pray for God's continuing transformation of us so that we together can shine in the world as courageous, faithful, joyous, and a loving community. This week, we are called to a day of prayer on Ash Wednesday. Please join me in that, and let us pray that God would be at work in the midst of our current events. Let us pray that all those involved who have power and authority will seek the face of God. Let us pray that they will encounter God for themselves and that they too will remember the keys to living God's way. May we remember and acknowledge that God's kingship is terrifying, but like Moses, may we discover God's endless love and forgiveness. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. I am slow to anger, says the Lord, and filled with unfailing love and faithfulness. I lavish unfailing love to 1,000 generations. I forgive iniquity, rebellion, and sin. May it be so. Amen.
Amen.
And Helen's going to lead us in our intercessions.
Let us pray. Lord, as your glory shines upon us, may we go from here and shine for you. Lord, as your glory shines upon us, may we all go from here and shine for you. Lord, we come to you now, recognizing that you are the Lord of glory. Your glory is far beyond what we can imagine. You are so much greater than anything we can conceive. You are utterly beyond us. And yet, you delight to commune with us, your chosen and beloved people. Thank you for your love. Thank you for listening to us as we turn our thoughts and hearts to prayer. Thank you that you care about each person or situation we pray for. Although you shine in glory, nothing is beyond your loving, caring gaze. Lord, as your glory shines upon us, may we go from here and shine for you. Lord, may your glory shine on the world. There is so much darkness, fear, and pain. We need your light to shine in every corner. We ask you to send your light into the Middle East, the place where you were transfigured to transform the sorrow and hatred and fear into love, light, joy, and peace. We continue to pray for Israeli hostages and those who love awaiting their return. And we pray for all who have lost their loved ones, their homes, their schools, their livelihoods in Gaza. We pray that those who can see no way out of their dark situation will be astonished by your light. Lord, as your glory shines upon us, may we go from here and shine for you. Lord, we continue to pray for Europe and for the growing unrest after 3 years of war between Russia and Ukraine. We pray that you will bring your wisdom to the leaders of the nations, that they may all focus on bringing a lasting peace. Lord, as your glory shines upon us, may we go from here and shine for you. Lord, as we go from this place today, may we have been transformed because we have met with you. And may we take that transformation into our places of work and study and our homes. We ask that your glory will shine in our community spaces this week, in our hospitals, our shops, our schools and colleges, the offices, factories, on the buses and trains, and in the traffic queues. Help us to bring words of encouragement and hope into every situation we face, because we have a hope in you. May our actions reflect your goodness. Lord, may our first thought be kindness as we interact with our families, friends, neighbours, colleagues, and everyone we meet. Lord, as your mercy shines upon us, may we go
May
from
we go
here
from
and
here
shine for
and shine for
you.
you.
Lord, we pray for those who are hurting or sick or sad. We bring to you all who struggle to see your glory in their current situation. We name all those who are particularly in our hearts now. Sorry, the cat's just scratched me. Jacques, Olivia, Rosemary, Chris, Mary, Brian, Derek, Anne, Hilary, Brenda, Roy, Andrew, Paul, Colin, Stephen, Mandy, Brian, Anne, Gerald, Tanya, Martin, Roger, not forgetting Rackenford School, Tiverton High School, and Tiverton Hospital. We also pray for the family and friends of those who have recently died. David Lee, Sue Vigus, Olive Blackford, Shirley Hutter, Robert Butler, and anyone else that you would like to think of and pray for. Lord, help us to take your light into those difficult and painful places. Give us your compassion and help us to bring peace, be brief peacemakers and bringers. Lord, as your glory shines upon us, may we go from here and shine for you. Lord, if we have been focused on you this morning, then our faces will shine as we leave your presence today. Maybe someone will ask why. Give us the courage to talk to our friends and neighbours about the reason for our joy in you. Help us to share your story with all who need to hear it this week. Lord, as your glory shines upon us, may we go from here and shine for you. We think about the week ahead, Lord, and wonder what it will bring. We rehearse in our minds the places we expect to go and people we expect to see. Help us to shine there for you. But we know that there may be unexpected moments when we are tested and troubled. Help us to shine for you there in our times of celebration. May you be in the centre. Remind us in our dark times that you never leave us. Go before us in every situation, shining as a beacon to guide the way ahead. Lord, as your glory shines upon us, may we
May
go from
we go
here
from
and
here
shine for
and shine for
you,
you.
and bring us back next week to share
Story
the story of your glory as we have seen it in our
our
lives
lives.
and the lives of others. Amen.
And the collect for the day, the first Sunday before Lent. Almighty Father, whose Son was revealed in majesty before he suffered death upon the cross, give us grace to perceive his glory, that we may be strengthened to suffer with him and be changed into his likeness from glory to glory, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May Christ, who makes saints of sinners, who has transformed those we remember today, raise and strengthen you, that you may transform the world. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, remain with you and those you love and pray for today and always. Amen. And we say as we go, Father, thank you that you are transforming us every day. We pray that not only will we have mountaintop experiences, but also that we will know your presence with us in our everyday and ordinary moments. May we be continually astounded at your greatness, and may it show in our lives. Amen. Thank you, Helen. Thank you very much, everyone.
I'm sorry the cat scratched me halfway through the press.
Well, I think you did very well not to yelp.
Sorry, everybody. My apologies.
That's all right.
You did very well.
She'd been let out.
The cat doesn't like you praying, that's for sure.
Thank you, both.
What a great way to start the day. Thank you very much, everybody.
Indeed.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much. Wonderful to hear your voice again, Steph.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much indeed. And, you know, if you can, let's pray together wherever we are on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The world is a pretty shaky place at the moment, isn't it?
Indeed.
Yes.
And I think that's one thing that perhaps we as a group could do is make ourselves into a people of prayer.
Indeed.
That would be a great thing. We become a community of prayer.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
Thank you. And God be with you. And may we all actually feel God's transformation in our lives. And
indeed.
His power.
Indeed.
Yeah,
thank
God
you.
Bless
thank you, Helen.
Yes,
thank
bye-bye.
You.
Thank you so
bye
much.
Bye-bye.
Really good week, everyone.
Yeah, good
take
week.
Care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Helen. Thanks, Beth.
Bye. Bye. Bye.